From the WFIR Newsroom, this is your Culture Calendar, sponsored by the Roanoke Cultural Endowment. See more at roanokeculturalendowment.org. I'm Gene Marano. 1 week from this Friday, December 5th, at the Salem Civic Center, the Roanoke Symphony Orchestra's Holiday Pops. Your chance to see Maestro David Stewart Wiley in a Santa hat and hear guest choruses join the orchestra for Christmas classics.
The Holiday Pops with the Roanoke Symphony is and has been the largest holiday concert of its type in the Commonwealth of Virginia. Thousands and thousands of people. And each year as I program it, I try to find a combination of beloved favorites, but also some new surprises and things that we can feature on our Holiday Pops performance in Salem and then the tour throughout the region.
Get your tickets now for the best Christmas pageant ever at Attic Productions in Fincastle, which opens December 4th and runs through December 14th. Kaylee Wyman is the director.
The heartwarming story where six kids who are considered the worst kids in the entire town get involved in the local church's Christmas pageant, and they kind of learn the true meaning of Christmas, kind of how to be selfless and how to be accepted into their town and just involved and to care.
Next Wednesday in Hotel Roanoke's Regency Room, Sounds of the Season, a Christmas celebration with T. Fox, billed as a Fox City Christmas holiday dinner and celebration. Doors open on December 3rd at 6 p.m. For a third time, a classic that started out as a movie returns to the Mill Mountain Theater main stage this Friday through December 21st, A Christmas Story, young Ralphie in pursuit of his Red Ryder BB gun, the leg lamp, and all the rest. Mill Mountain Theater is Keely Morgan with WDBJ 7.
It's just a story that is just classic holiday fun. Everyone knows the movie. Everyone knows it here at Mill Mountain. And the themes, even though it's set in the 40s, are just universal. It's just a lot of fun.
A new museum in Blacksburg honoring World War II veterans and local history has opened its doors. The World War II Museum of the New River Valley showcases artifacts, letters, and photographs collected by founder and veteran Joseph Collins. The nonprofit museum offers free admission and aims to educate younger generations about the sacrifices of the greatest generation. Collins with WDBJ 7.
This kind of tells you what the community feels about this project and what I think it's going to mean to our educational system. I'm blown away by the response of people, the help that I've received.
Local Congressman Ben Klein used House floor time recently to spotlight a Roanoke milestone. Opera Roanoke's 50th anniversary season, the 6th District Representative recapped the company's start in the 1970s, its growth into a fully professional troupe, and this season's transition after longtime conductor and artistic director Stephen White retired, along with a family classic slated for this season.
For 5 decades, it's been a cornerstone of cultural life in Roanoke and across Virginia's Blue Ridge, presenting compelling performances and fostering a broader appreciation for opera in Western Virginia. Over the years, the company has benefited from remarkable artistic leadership and the guidance of legendary mentors.
Opera Roanoke's golden anniversary season includes Hansel and Gretel. Finn the Herd with 3 special guests at the Spot on Kirk this Saturday night. Lily Hyatt is there next Wednesday. Fat Laces at Five Points Music Sanctuary this Friday. The Dark Side Experience, a Pink Floyd tribute at Five Points this Saturday. Check for more local events online, and that's your WFIR Culture Calendar.
Hello, I'm Matt Shields with Mill Mountain Theater. Thank you to the Roanoke Cultural Endowment for sponsoring the Cultural Calendar. Mill Mountain Theater is Roanoke's only professional theater and has something for everyone. Comedy, drama, musicals, concerts, the Fringe series, youth shows, classes, camps, and more. Go to millmountain.org for more info.